We may be seeing the return of the Teflon president.
NPR News analyst Daniel Shore.
The phrase was coined by former Representative Pat Schroeder for President Reagan, to whom nothing bad seemed to stick. Not economic troubles, not terrorist attacks, not the Iran-Contra scandal, not even dozing off during an audience with the Pope. It may be time to dust off the Teflon appellation for President Bush, who can turn an aircraft carrier into a photo op as smoothly as Reagan made the Normandy beachhead his stage on the D-Day anniversary. It has not so far seemed to occur to Americans that the Al-Qaeda-linked car bombings in Riyadh may raise new questions about the validity of Mr. Bush's anti-terrorist premise for invading Iraq. It is so far mainly Democrats, like Senator Bob Graham, who are suggesting the president shirked the war on terror to pursue the war on Iraq. The phenomenon of the Teflon presidency is that Mr. Bush fares better in the opinion polls than his policies do. The latest New York Times CBS poll shows him at 67% in job approval and 70% in admiration for his leadership qualities. And yet, confidence in his ability to manage the economy has dropped 7 points to 47% in a month where he was out on the stumps selling his program. His central thesis, that tax cuts mean jobs, is rejected by 48% of respondents. 58% say they don't expect more money in their paychecks because of tax cuts, and 63% say the 2001 tax cuts have not helped the economy. There seems to be a peculiar disconnect between the way Americans view the president and the way they view his policies. 54% believe Bush policies favor the rich. Yet, 67% believe that the president cares about their needs and problems. And on the other hand, many do not share his priorities. 58% want a greater priority to reducing the deficit. And a whopping 81% want emphasis on access to health care rather than cutting taxes. There appears to be an enormous ambivalence about President Bush, but his personal popularity seems to make him, for now, a formidable contender for re-election. This is Daniel Shore.